Baltimore was the first municipality in the U.S. to design a comprehensive program for the preservation of its outdoor monuments. For three decades, the Baltimore City Commission for Historical and Architectural Preservation has acted as steward for the hundreds of monuments around Charm City, conducting inventories and coordinating preservation efforts. Eric Holcomb, the commission's executive director, reflects on the history of some of the city's well-known structures and the meaning of these monuments.
Since the early 1980s, the Commission for Historical and Architectural Preservation, also known as CHAP, has been conserving between 10 and 20 monuments annually, ensuring that Baltimore's extraordinary collection will survive into its distant future. This much attention to monuments, however, beckons one simple question. What do monuments mean to us? The word monument originally derives from the Latin monere, which simply means reminder. Monuments, then, are like calendar reminders that pop up on our cell phones and computers. But the similarity ends there. Monuments ask us not to race off to a meeting or drop the kids off at school. Instead, they ask us to slow down and take a moment to think not of our own personal lives, but of a person or an event, good and bad, or a great sacrifice that influenced our greater society. Two of Baltimore's earliest monuments remind us of individual greatness and collective sacrifice. The Washington Monument, built between 1815 and 1829, located in Mount Vernon Place, shows George Washington resigning his commission in the Continental Army. Maybe Washington's greatest act was relinquishing his power over the Continental Army in order to let democracy begin. The Battle Monument, located on North Calvert Street between Lexington and Fayette Streets, reminds us of collective sacrifice, bearing the names of 39 men who died fighting at North Point and Fort McHenry during the War of 1812. These two monuments so impressed President John Quincy Adams that in 1827 he branded Baltimore the Monumental City. It wasn't until the 1870s that Baltimore began placing monuments in the cityscape in earnest. These monuments remind us of poets such as Edgar Allan Poe, Francis Scott Key, and Lizette Woodsworth Reese. Mayors Thomas D'Alessandro Jr. and William Donald Schaefer, musicians Richard Wagner and Billie Holiday, and even engineering feats such as the Fallsway Fountain that celebrated the construction of the roadway and the burying of Jones Falls. History surrounds us in Baltimore. Monuments offer us an opportunity to reflect on the journey of history and those who helped frame it. Several monuments remind us not of greatness, but of a history forged in racism. In the early 20th century, Baltimore dedicated not one, but three monuments to the Confederate cause. Although the Confederate Soldiers and Sailors Monument personifies glory as a winged angel supporting a fallen soldier, today, the winged angel is not glory, but a racist seraph, reminding us of the complexity of the issues of race in America's past and current day. Later in the 20th century, Baltimoreans dedicated monuments to civil rights leaders Frederick Douglass, Thurgood Marshall, and to all Negro soldiers. So the next time you walk by a monument, take a moment and let it remind you that ultimately we all are part of Baltimore's history, of a story larger than ourselves that continually unfolds, connecting us to future generations.
Learn more about CHAP via link on the WYPR Humanities Connection podcast page. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities, such as literature and architecture, that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.